Today's scripture reading comes from Luke chapter 13, verses 18 through 21. You can follow along in your pew Bible on page 907. He said, "Therefore, what is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his garden. And it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven which a woman took and hid it in three measures of meal, till it was all leavened." This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God. I don't know about you, but in my house I have some seeds and I have some yeast. They're pretty common everyday things. Most of us have seen them. A seed, if it sits in my hand, doesn't do much. It just is there. The yeast, if I put a dry yeast in my hand, it doesn't do much except for go bad if it stays there too long. In fact, both of them will go bad if they stay there too long. So how on earth are these two small things like the kingdom of God? Because if the kingdom of God stays there too long, we hope it doesn't go bad, and we hope we can't fit the kingdom of God in our hands. So what is Jesus trying to say? Jesus is using these common everyday things, seeds, yeast, things we still use today and still the world produces naturally without any help from us, and just they're there. So how are these things representative of the kingdom of God? It isn't so much in what they are, but what the potential is within them. That seed and that yeast have the capacity to do something when mixed and used properly. For the seed planted in good soil and watered and nurtured with the right nutrients and blessed with the right amount of sun and the right amount of rain and frankly enough time, that seed will grow. It is a huge potential in a small package. Huge potential in a small package. The yeast will feed on itself if left too long by itself, I think, if you give it just a little bit of water. But initially, that yeast, when it's mixed with water and bread and maybe a little salt and sugar and some eggs, given time, will turn into dough. And anybody who has been in a room with baking bread and then had the chance to eat it well buttered warm knows what a treat that is. Potential. Huge amount of potential. Huge amount of potential contained in a small package. But that huge amount of potential is really theoretical. It's something to be discerned in theory, something to think about and see until it's actually applied. It has to be practical. The kingdom of God is very much like that. Many people treat it like a theory, something that is to be looked forward to, but not to be dealt with in the here and now. Something to be imagined and wished for, but which, because of science or philosophical disposition, can't be counted on. The reality is that the kingdom of God is immensely practical. It can be found and it dwells everywhere in theory and also in practice. And it's there when the right combination of ingredients and conditions will let it blossom forth and grow. The kingdom of God burst forth in amazing ways. Earlier this week, I found myself in one of those sort of places where I think we find ourselves a great deal of the time, looking around in a sort of medical kind of way, going, what's wrong with us? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with the world? You know what? I'm tired of that question. Lord knows each and every one of us can answer it a million different ways about ourselves, about the world, about any situation we find ourselves in. Rather, I think I want to ask the question, what's right? What's right? And I can tell you that there's a lot of things that are right, especially a lot of things that are right about Wesley Church and this congregation. We may be small, smaller than we remember ourselves being. We may be small, smaller than which we wish we were. But that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us. Anymore, we need to ask what's right with us. And I can tell you several things that are right with us. Number one, you are what's right about Wesley. You are what's right about Wesley. That doesn't mean you're perfect. It just means that your love for the church, your love for others, your love of God, your love of yourself in some ways is an important part of what Wesley is about. You're what's right about Wesley. And you come with all sorts of things in your life, some good, some not so good. But God finds in that something worth saving and loving. And so you're what's right about Wesley. What else is right about Wesley? The way we work together on something like the Peach Festival. Man, you all were amazing. Not only are you great persons, but you're a great congregation. How you come together to help two guys stand on top of a roof and put the steeple back together again. Let's face it, it took at least 8 or 9 people. One would have to think that even if the women didn't make their lunch for them, they wouldn't have done it. Well, maybe they would have. What's right about us? We're a church that has a building and land that is beautiful, a setting that's wonderful, in a community that is vibrant and alive with diversity, with talents, and also full of people who need the loving touch of God, the companionship of fellow travelers on a spiritual journey. 35,000 people in this zip code alone. 3 Methodist churches, 3 Baptist churches, 1 Catholic church, 1 Lutheran church, 1 Presbyterian church, and a few others. What's right about our situation? You are, the congregation is, the community's right. The kingdom of God is like a seed, like the yeast. When all the conditions are right, and the seed is willing to die, a great harvest will come. What did Jesus say about the wheat that falls to the ground? When the wheat falls to the ground and dies, a great harvest will come. 60, 80, 100-fold. What's good about us is that we know something about kingdom potential and kingdom growth. And one of the things that we need to set aside, which I need to set aside, but probably all of us, is continually asking what's wrong and ask what's right. We have a huge amount of talent. We have a huge amount of potential. We have each other. And frankly, and this is the good news, we have God. There is nothing God can't do in and through us if we will but only let Him. That might not mean that we'll be the biggest church. It doesn't matter. It might not mean that we'll be famous. It doesn't matter. But if we let God do in us what God calls us to do, we will be faithful, fruitful, and extremely fulfilled, both spiritually, mentally, emotionally. I lay it there for you. The kingdom of God is not a theory. It's something for us to practice, and something very practical right now. Let us pray.